This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Portal summons joint session of Federal Parliament for Thursday. Supreme Court issues show cause orders over arrest of former Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds discussions with federal lawmakers. Mughlin Nagdhunga Road to be closed at night for 3 days starting tomorrow. And Trump threatens to obliterate Iran's energy facilities if deal not reached shortly. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Portal has summoned the inaugural session of the both houses of the Federal Parliament on Thursday as per the recommendation of Cabinet meeting. The meeting for the session has been proposed for 2 p.m. Earlier, the Cabinet meeting held today had decided to recommend to the President to summon the session. The Cabinet meeting has decided to form a task force under the leadership of the Prime Minister's political adviser to develop a discussion paper on amendment of the Constitution. Unveiling the decision of today's Cabinet meeting, Government spokesperson and Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Susmit Pokhrel, said the task force will include representatives of the political parties in the Parliament and is being formed as per the letter of pledge made public by Rashtriya Swatantra Party. This was the second meeting of the Council of Ministers formed under the chair of Prime Minister Balendra Shah last Friday. The Supreme Court has issued show cause orders in separate writ petitions challenging the detention of former Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak. A bench led by Justice Meghraj Pokhrel directed the government to respond within 3 days regarding Oli's detention and to present the investigation file, including the report by the commission headed by Gauri Bahadur Karki. His wife Radhika Shakya filed the petition claiming unlawful detention. Meanwhile, a bench led by Justice Kumar Regmi sought a written explanation within 3 days over Lekhak's arrest and asked for related investigation documents. His wife Yashoda Lekhak also filed a petition alleging illegal detention. Both leaders were arrested on Saturday after the government implemented the commission's recommendations upon the incidents of the 8th and 9th of September in 2025. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has held discussions with federal lawmakers. As part of the discussion, Prime Minister Shah talked to lawmakers of various political parties from Koshi and Karnali provinces in Simhadarbar today. A lawmaker of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Ashok Kumar Chaudhary, said Prime Minister Shah discussed with the lawmakers on problems facing the provinces and the necessary intervention measures. Lawmaker Chaudhary said Prime Minister Shah took sector-specific briefings and discussions were held on the works to be carried out immediately. He also suggested the Prime Minister that he took the initiative to amend Labour Act 2074 to stop the collection of levy by the trade unions. The Mughlin Nagdhunga Road will be closed at night for 3 days starting tomorrow. According to the Area Police Office Mughlin, the road will be closed from the 31st of March to the 2nd of April between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. to carry out road upgrading work at places including Ghopte Bhir in Ichhakamana Rural Municipality 4 of Chitwan District. The road project decided to halt all vehicles except essential services, citing repeated disruptions to travel caused by frequent traffic closures. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Dr. Vikram Timmalsinha called for enhancing effectiveness of the country's postal services. Minister Timmalsinha made the remarks while placing the first cancellation mark on three postage stamps showcasing archaeological and historical heritage at the Department of Postal Service in Babar Mahal of Kathmandu. The stamps issued under the department's philatelic program feature images of very tiny ancient coin Java Dam, Dhurkot Palace in Gulmi District and Narasimha Avatar Dance, also known as Kartika Nach. Minister Timmalsinha stressed stamps' role in preserving national identity and told officials to submit a plan aligned with the 100-point roadmap. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle has expressed commitment to end administrative and legal hindrances as well as corruption to a great relief to the private sector. During the meeting with representatives of the Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry today, Minister Dr. Wagle argued that a policy has been adopted to take the private sector ahead as government's partner. The finance minister said the private sector is vital for investment and job creation, stressing the need to boost employment through growth. Dr. Wagle also pledged to curb corruption and called for honesty from the private sector. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung today visited the Nepal Police headquarters in Naksal. On the occasion, the Home Minister thanked the Nepal Police for performing at their best despite limited resources. Minister Gurung urged police to perform confidently without interference, improve public trust, and promised performance-based career growth and a more tech-savvy, well-resourced force. The government has directed all public officers to prepare objective performance indicators along with terms of references within 1.5 months. Citing weak performance evaluation as a cause of rewarding underperformers, the government has introduced a 90-day accountability and review plan under its 100-point reform agenda. It also plans to promote top-performing local levels, reduce the number of ministries within a month to cut costs and set service quality standards through the Ministry of Federal Affairs. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Internet
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दर का पैकेज खरीद करना #14# टाइल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्र को संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Good Governance Blueprint 2082 issued by the government on Sunday has forwarded a proposal for extensive policy, legal and structural reforms that promotes industrial investment and creates investment-friendly environment. The blueprint seeks private sector-led growth by easing investment barriers, shifting the state from regulator to facilitator and prioritizing 3Ps with legal reforms to attract investment. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. US President Donald Trump threatens to obliterate Iran's power plants and oil wells if a deal is not reached shortly. The BBC cited Trump as saying the US is in serious discussions with the new and more reasonable regime in Iran, but warns if a ceasefire is not agreed, the US will hit sites it has purposefully not yet touched. Trump also repeats his threats against the major fuel hub of Karg Island. Earlier, state media reported that a spokesperson for Iran's foreign ministry called US proposals to end the war excessive and unreasonable. Dozens have died from measles in Bangladesh this year, with cases rising sharply since December. The Xinhua news agency cited the Daily Star as saying of 38 deaths so far, 32 occurred this month, including 21 at Dhaka's infectious disease hospital. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over the hilly and mountainous regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces as well as other hilly and mountainous areas of the country, while partly cloudy over the remaining regions. There is a possibility of snowfall and light rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at one or two places of the hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Powell summons joint session of Federal Parliament for Thursday. Supreme Court issues show cause orders over arrest of former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds discussions with federal lawmakers. Mughalin Nagdhunga Road to be closed at night for 3 days starting tomorrow. And Trump threatens to obliterate Iran's energy facilities if deal not reached shortly. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.